This is Inside Wealth, the ultimate disclosure on Talk 910 KNEW. Living a healthy and happy life is about awakening to matters of your wallet, balanced by concerns of your heart. Now, Stu Zimmerman.
Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Inside Wealth, where we talk about the kind of wealth that money alone can never buy. It's a joy simply to be alive, and that's what we're focusing on here. Week after week, how can we absolutely love our lives and take it to the next level? Whether it's at work, at home, with our financial well-being, with our relationships, with how we view ourselves. You know, change is in the air, whether we like it or not. And Inside Wealth is really about making sure to do our best to place our intention and attention on how to direct this change in positive ways so we really get to enjoy the glory of what's going on here, because on one level, life can be kind of hard. The money game can be really difficult. Our relationships can make you want to pull your hair out. And sometimes our physical well-being stands in the way between us and a great day. So how can we take this change for the better? Because it is inevitable. It is happening. So along those lines today, we have Eddie Erlandson, an MD, who was a vascular surgeon, hospital chief of staff, and has taken his work into something called Worth Ethic, where he uses his education and understanding of the science of stress and how the brain works into corporate America. He also wrote a great book called Alpha Male Syndrome with his wife, Kate Ludman, and he's going to discuss some of that as well. And we also have our Brain Trust member, Steve Farrell, the worldwide coordinating director of Humanities Team, a civil rights movement for the soul. He's returning again. He's built businesses in Silicon Valley, and now he's working on the biggest idea and turning it into reality. And that's the notion that we are simply one humanity. But before we get to Dr. Eddie Erlandson and Steve Farrell, you've got this week's Bowl of Stew. Well, if you haven't heard last week's Bowl of Stew, I'm going to tell you all right now that this is a bit of a cereal. Not Cocoa Puffs, hopefully. Hopefully something a little more organic and a little more natural. But the reason why it's cereal is actually the homonym version, where it's coming piecemeal week after week, because the bottom line is here, people, is that for this radio program, it will be over with the last Sunday in June, at least in this incarnation, which means we've got, what, four more shows left, including this one. So four more bowls of stew to mix it up and really take... I'm taking this as if this radio show has 1 month to live. And what would I want to offer the world in this 1 month to live? Great question for yourself, by the way. What would you want to offer the world if you had 1 month to live? And what's really clear to me is that I would like to live a life, first, that's peaceful. Just to have peace. And what I've noticed is that it's amazing and it's so simple. My breath. My breath patterns completely dictate my emotional state and probably even my physiology. In fact, from what I understand of Dr. Eddie Erlandson's work, he's going to discuss shortly how where we place our attention in certain areas of creativity, it actually... just by placing an attention and directing our thought, we actually change our physiology in the brain, let alone throughout the rest of our body. And we all know the flip side. When you start thinking of, you know, a lot of stressful thoughts and limiting beliefs and all this other stuff, we know what stress does to you, right? Hypertension, ulcers, you name it. So it works both ways. But the point I'm getting at is I've noticed that as I spend more time in the morning, before I go to sleep, and any other chance I get, just focusing on a deep, loving, caring breath, it completely shifts my attitude, my perspective, and my enjoyment of life. And that is something I'm offering up to all of you. It's amazing. It's amazing how simple it is. That simply by focusing on our breath, it can completely change our day. And I'm really inviting you, especially in those moments that would otherwise be, dare I say, stressful or filled with conflict. But if you take a deep breath first, or another breath, even if it's not so deep, but just to be aware of it. You know, it's remarkable. The more I do that, can't help but notice that it makes me wonder exactly who is doing the breathing. Is it possible that there is something greater than all of us that's doing the breathing for each of us that we don't even have to think about? Okay, we don't have to wonder, hey, is my breathing working? You know, it's on the autopilot switch. It goes up and down, and the diaphragm expands, contracts, and all of that. The lungs are going in and out. Don't even have to think about it. But when we do think about it, who is pulling the strings here? What is doing this on our behalf? You know, it really does make one wonder. And if I had a month to live, and knowing, as Steve Farrell is going to discuss in his way later on in the show, the notion of our one humanity, and I notice when I focus on that and breathe life into that, it is so peaceful for me and so joyful. And we have said before on this show, on this very show, that the greatest foundation of wealth is peace. Because wealth really is a state of mind, isn't it? I mean, if you got a bleep load full of money and we're miserable, what does that get you? It'll get you a lot of money. And you can pay for a lot of shrinks or a lot of, you know, massages or whatever else it is. But it doesn't change your enjoyment factor. And that really is what I would offer up with the one month to live. That life is certainly here for the enjoyment of it. And breathing and being aware of our breath can completely shift our realities. So we have a lot more control over our existence than we would otherwise think possible. And frankly, I am so encouraged by the nomination of Barack Obama and moving in that direction when I saw his speech the other day, where he talks about, you know, you're going to hear a lot about Republicans and Democrats in this upcoming election campaign here. There's a lot of us and them, whoever they are, whoever we are. We are Americans first. Well, with respect to inside wealth and the one month to live, I'd like to take that one and amp it up a little bit. We are humans first. All of us, whether we're men or women or Republican or Democrat or Jew or Christian or atheist, we are humans first. And when I focus on that, it's a wealth that money can't buy. I'm inviting you to focus on that. That we are humans first, all of us. Our guest today is Eddie Erlandson, MD. Yeah, you know, we don't normally think of inside wealth as being brain surgery, but we got a guy who's been a brain surgeon, among other things, a vascular surgeon for 25 years and a former hospital chief of staff, who has taken his work in science and medicine into the business world as a senior VP of Worth Ethic, where they look at the science of stress and decision-making on how the brain operates to problem-solve and create greater teamwork and innovation. And he works with his wife, Kate Ludman, and also wrote the book with her called Alpha Male Syndrome. So, Eddie, first of all, thanks so much for joining us on Inside Wealth.
Well, you're welcome, Sue. It's good to be here.
Well, before we get into all of your fascinating work on the science of our mind here, how do you define success?
Well, you know, I'm sure people have told you that is a great question, and actually one that I probably ask myself very, very frequently. I think the first answer is, for me, success. success is doing what I love to do on a day-to-day basis. So that is the foundation of just doing work you love, and that incorporates the fact that my work or the work I'm doing has meaning, that it's contributing value, and in some ways it really defines what is my particular genius in the world. I suppose for a long time I defined success by what I was particularly good at, and now I define success by what I particularly love doing.
Well, I think that pretty much speaks to inside wealth and living a life of passion and meaning, and truly, there's nothing like that. I really want to get into the details, or at least a little bit, opening up your mind as you've kind of worked on other people's brains before and all of that. Can you give us a little bit of background on exactly kind of how the human brain functions and as it relates to stress and decision-making and problem-solving?
Well, if I could, I probably would already have the Nobel Prize, but I certainly have been fascinated with it and have been a student of it for a long time. Obviously, we think of the brain as the source of thinking, of knowledge, of wisdom, and it is somewhat focused on that organ. However, I'd be the first to say that wisdom probably and intellect actually exist in every cell of our body to some degree. But the brain happens to be the master organ, the director of the orchestra, so we know a little bit more about the brain. The part of the brain that I've been most interested in is what we would call the executive part of the brain. So, and I would differentiate that from the more reactive or the protective and reflex aspect of the brain. So in a very simple sense, part of the brain that we have, all those big cauliflower-like things around the outside, what we call the cortex of the brain, represents more what human beings have, which is more the executive brain. And obviously we all know that that brain has the right brain and the left brain, which, although they're absolutely interconnected and we need both of them, they have different functions. Underneath that, or down in the center of the brain, is more that protective or reflex aspect of the brain, what we call the ones that keep us breathing regularly, our heart going, but also is more of the fight-flight aspect of our brain. What do we do when presented by things in our environment that we have to react to quickly? And it happens pretty automatically. The third area of the brain that I find most fascinating is the one that's been discovered more recently. And that's way up in the front portion, particularly on the left side of what we call the prefrontal cortex. And this is probably the highest functioning part of the brain. This is where things like awareness, sensitivity, tuning in to other people, sometimes we use the term the capacity for mindfulness, it exists up in the left prefrontal lobe of the brain. My idea of the brain is that we have more control than we think about what part of the brain are we operating in. So can we identify which part of our brain we'd like to be functioning from and get ourselves into that part of the brain? So, for example, there are times when we need to be operating in almost our crocodile brain, getting out of the way of a speeding car, taking our hand off a hot stove, in a foxhole. The second part of the brain, however, is the one that I'd like to take us into. That's where we can make decisions and really think about what can we do that's most beneficial to a relationship. How can we problem solve together? What things can we do that really help us deal with the present-day circumstances?
And so, Eddie, real briefly here before we go to break, what are some of your findings here, or how can we become more conscious of using that aspect of our brain?
Well, the one is that we have to be sure that we have we set our intention to be conscious of it. In other words, that we sort of say, in this situation, it feels like I want to do this. would I be better or more thoughtful and more effective if I moved into this part of my brain? So a lot of times this is thinking about what greater options do I have, because the more reflexive part of our brain usually only gives us one or two options, sometimes only one. The left prefrontal cortex and the cortical functions of our brain give us many, many options. And of course, the more options we have, the better choices we can make.
Well, we have a choice to go to break right now, and you know what? We're going to take it.
Okay.
But we'll be right back with more from Dr. Eddie Erlandson right here on Inside Wealth. We'll have more Inside Wealth right here on Talk Radio 910 AM, KNEW, San Francisco.